Want to have a chat with Joe Pride. Morning to you, Joe.
Morning, Andrew.
How's things, mate?
Yeah, well, all's well.
This is the test for passage of time. You've plotted a plan and now it's off to Brisbane.
Yeah, look, it looks a suitable race for him. He's well suited on tracks with a sting out of them as well, which he hasn't got so far this preparation. But if he happens to get that Saturday, it certainly enhances his ability on the track.
Passage of Time is a horse that has just continued. I mean, I know it's only been a couple of runs this preparation, but just shows us that he just loves getting out there and really sitting on the pace and has gears at the end.
Yeah, look, he's a bit of a different horse in a different racing proposition now that he's gelded. So I think we can sort of disregard some of his earlier form. There were glimpses of what he could do as a colt, but I think, as I say, now that he's a gelding, he really has gone to a new level. And I was super impressed with him the other day. I thought he went really well. And as we've seen year in, year out, the Sydney form, when they go into state, it really stands up.
And you've obviously looked at this race at 1350 and, you know, the noms are out now, so you're able to look at the nominations. How is your confidence?
Yeah, look, I think, as I say, I think it is a suitable race. He's going to sneak in there pretty light in the weight. And, you know, he's not necessarily a horse who needs to have a light weight on his back. He's a big, strong boy. But it will be nice to be down on the weights and around a track where, you know, it suits to be sort of on speed, which is his racing pattern.
Yeah, it is. He won't know himself. Do you know what? They haven't brought out the weights yet. He's been carrying 57 and 58. Do you know what you could get?
Yeah, looking at it, I'd say he'll probably be a limit. If he's not 53, he might be 54 at the most. So he'll be insignificantly lighter than what he's been carrying in recent times.
And what's the opinion of Sam Clipperton around him?
Sam did the job for us last start and he was very keen to stick with the horse. So had sort of an objection to leaving him on, and hopefully the association can continue in a winning way.
Yeah, let's hope so. And is he a horse that, have you worked, this morning? Does he give you an indication that he's maintaining what you need?
Yeah, he's in great order. His work's been ultra consistent, all preparation, and it's been a continuation of that since that most recent run. So every reason to believe that he's going to continue to improve this preparation.
Yeah, fantastic. What are you going to do with Easy Eddie?
He'll go to the paddock. Yeah, he's a tired horse now. So it was always going to be a bit of an ask for him. He's been up since December, and he was asked to sort of peak in the takeover target in January, then again in March in the Galaxy, and another group won there Saturday in May. So it's not many horses that can sort of keep up for 5 or 6 months. He just done a fantastic job. I thought he was on track. He'd trialled well, but sure enough, the pressure of a race brought him undone, and he ran probably the first poor race he's done in over 12 months. So happy to give him a break.
No, good stuff. And the two that you've got entered for the Lord Mayor's Cup, Destiny's Kiss would get a run, obviously, if you want to. And the other one, Tamarack, you're sort of just on the borderline a little bit here.
Yeah, I'd like to think he'd sneak in. And it is an ask for him to go into the middle list race, but it's more about just getting his preparation going and getting him up and trip. He needs this kind of trip to keep him on track to be running in the 2400-metre races coming up and also the two-mile race, the Stayers Cup, that'll be run at Rosehill this year. I'm sort of keen to keep him on track for that because he's a horse that gives me every indication he'll run 2 miles.
Yeah, well, he came back the other day with a nice run. Destinies, will it back up or not?
Yep, yeah, he sure will. He went a similar path last year and then won third up at 2,400 metres. So he really doesn't get hot until he gets above 2,000 metres.
Yep.
But again, a pathway race for him. But yeah, he'll take his place in the field.
All right, well, particularly good luck with Passage of Time. We've seen here in Sydney just how good he is, and let's hope he runs really well in the Brisbane Racing Club Sprint. Sam Clipperton to go up there and take the ride. Thanks for your time, Joe.
Thanks very much, Andrew.